This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Dave Wendt joins us. He checks in a couple of times a month for us to get a chance to visit about what's happening in Forsyth. Dave, how are you this morning?
All right. How about yourself? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good news yesterday, or at least over the weekend, from the Illinois Department of Public Health and the governor, that Macon County is now back to Tier 1.
Yep, that was great news for restaurants. Confirmed with David Schroll, our village administrator, we're going to have our library open back up, and the village hall will be open for if somebody needs to come in and talk to village staff in person. Staff and the library has been doing a great job of handling things online, phone calls, emails, and that alternate method, but it'll be nice to be able to do things in person.
And with the consideration that we hope we all do the right thing by this so that we don't slide back.
Yep. Yeah, I think in going to different stores and stuff, and actually Don and I and Kyle went to Crawford's last night for dinner to kind of celebrate him going back to school and the restaurants reopening, and everybody you saw coming in had their masks on, and the workers all had their masks on, and separated tables, separated booths, and exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and I hope that everyone will take that into consideration, that now that we're where we want to be and then getting even better, that we all have to play our part in this. If you really want to get on social media and complain about rules, then don't break the rules. I mean, we can all play a part.
Yeah, I think if we all paid a little bit less attention to social media and worked on helping each other, it'd be a better situation.
I think that's probably an absolute. All right, what else is going on in Forsyth?
Well, just kind of getting into our normal routine. We changed our meetings from first and third Monday to first and third Tuesday because of scheduling conflict that we had with our attorney. So we'll have a meeting tonight instead of having one last night, which I don't know how many people pay attention to that, but changed that. So not too much here at the last meeting as far as the kickoff 2021. We finalized our public works department has put together a detailed plan of sort of a long-term needs or wants for our water system. In conjunction with a loan program that's available from the Illinois EPA. And so that doesn't mean that we're committing to spending any money or doing anything, but it's one of the documents we have to be eligible for that process. So it allows us to take advantage of some low-interest loans. And in some situations, when those loans are having to do with health and safety issues with your water system, the federal government, I think, through the EPA, has those loans as forgivable. So it's just one of those things that is the administrative stuff we have to do to try and be ready if we want to, have those projects in the future down the road, more long-term planning.
All right. To those out there that are running for office, and we're going to have a municipal election here in a couple of months with a primary here,
yes,
in Decatur. You know, you talk about water, and we can all look at what's happened with Flint,
uh-huh.
In the after effects still. You know, how much of what you do is that, you know, as far as a percentage-wise of just doing the stuff that people don't get excited about ahead of time or don't get worked up about, the details of just governing?
Oh, I mean, I think you and I have talked about it off the air before that I think you referred to it one time as the non-sexy stuff of government. Nobody cares about backup batteries for traffic signals or, buying a new snow plow other than when they want their streets plowed, they may care. But, the long-term planning is what's always interesting to me because we can handle stuff as it comes up, but the better situation that we make for long-term planning of having options and possibilities of what we could do. At some point I won't be on this board, but one of the things I have as a goal for myself is I want to situate what we have as village finances and plans for the board to be as strategic and as long-term planned for future board members as we can.
And would you put that percentage at like 90%, 95% of just doing the people's business versus controversy?
Yep, Yeah, it's you know, the controversial stuff is what always gets the news media, if there's coverage in the news media, or gets the social media stuff going. But the everyday stuff of this expenditure, buying this backup pump, or, you know, managing this for the sewer system, or managing this for the public works area, you know, that's a part that nobody pays attention to until, like you said, a situation like Flint, or you have a problem. Nobody pays attention to that kind of infrastructure stuff of roads and sewers and water system until there's a problem. It just goes under the scene.
All right, Dave. We appreciate your leadership. Thank you for your service. We'll talk to you soon. Dave Wendt from the Forsyth Board of Trustees.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.